back at Girls Night Out. We had a really great time, thanks to the P1s who came out and shared the evening with us at the Omni Hotel in downtown Fort Worth. And at one point during one of the roundtables, Corby and I are standing in the back of the place, and all we can hear is George, and it sounds like he's about to literally die laughing. You were laughing so hard and so loud, and we wondered what this was all about, and I think now we're finally going to get to hear this.
Yeah, and the sad thing is we're going to listen back to it, and they're going to go, okay, that's not that funny. But it's just, you know, how some things strike you as funny at a particular moment, and we kind of ramped up to it. They'd played the Muser scream laugh drop a couple of times, and I just kind of had the laughs anyway. And then Gordo went into this weird scenario that only Gordo can do, and I asked him about it, because remember we talked about who is going to be the first to really sell sex appeal on the evening newscast? A girl in a bikini or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are things, you know, like the naked news. I mean, like online
strip
stuff.
News,
but you're talking about respectable news stations, broadcast outlets.
Yeah.
That feature sex appeal.
And
overt.
And I hope sex appeal. Somehow Karen Borda doesn't hear what we're about to play.
I apologize.
Hey, wasn't that your idea to have the nude newscast, Gordo?
Well, I don't know about totally nude. I don't think the country's ready for it, but I think it would be wise if Borda just let one of them hang out.
The whole thing?
Yeah. Not even just right before the newscast, just kind of tugs one down and leaves it flopping out there. Those little puppies kind of wander up and start feeding.
What?
Did it get
you
weird?
Lost me there.
It got weird, didn't it?
What is that?
You lost me there.
What if Tracy
I think
did
he's
that?
You know, just, that'll make her seem very maternal.
Yes. Now, who's her co-host?
Doug Dunbar, right?
Yeah.
Jeff Dunbar.
If Doug Dunbar dumps a basket of beagles right there on the table in front of her, and you just, and everyone, you know, you paint numbers on them, everybody takes bets as to which one's going to nurse first.
What if he just
you're the weirdest person on
what if he just kind of reached over during the newscast and kind of went for it right there? Let's squeeze it every once in a
and
while.
And then also paint a number 11 on Dunbar and see how quickly he kind of... You can see his nose easing in the frame.
With some fake dog ears.
Yeah.
11 always wins. It's always 11.
Everyone would tune into that.
He's like laying 6-5 odds. No, all the money's on him.
Oh, it's good to laugh every once in a while, isn't it?
Boy, that kind of tickled you, right, Jordan?
It did. Yeah, Jordan's on a roll there for a while.
You like one boob Karen Borda.
Mm-hmm.
I do, too. Oh, yeah.
The basket of beagles.
Basket of beagles. Just one National Geographic Utah right out there.
Listen at the mix there.
All right, 6:50 here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Let's get ready for more humor.
Okay,
Norm anchors
enough.
The next one.
Boy, poor Doug Dunbar and Karen Borda dragged into that scenario.
Paint a number on Dunbar and see how long it takes.
Just everybody, it would be great. Everybody at home, come on, number five, go! As the puppy's kind of crawling over there, barely has its eyes open, it's so young.
Mouth-watering melons.
All right, do you want to listen to the very awkward traffic report? Gordo, you and I both heard this driving out.
And yeah, and this surprised us. We were not aware that this is shtick that's going on the ticket right now. Craig and I were driving towards Girls Night Out in traffic. Okay, so traffic reports are very important to you when you hit around that 5 o'clock hour. And we hear the following traffic report from Barb Smith, and we'll explain it after you hear it.
Stick it up your tailpipe.
Quite slow right now.
Ty Walker, Ron Washington's team, trying to get out of their run.
Isn't that horrible?
So June and I both hear that and just are appalled that this is the level of broadcasting on our station.
But
this is
her,
the quality of our
believable.
Traffic reports.
Very believable because it's her.
Right.
You never know what you're going to get with Barb.
Right.
Quite slow right now.
So then we find out this morning that this is something that Groobs does when Barb's not ready for a traffic report. He just plays that as the default. That's the placeholder.
And at 5 o'clock, that's probably pretty accurate.
Right.
It's probably quite slow.
And I, you know what, and I love Groobs, but I think he shouldn't do this. Because we have a hard enough time battling for traffic credibility as it is now. And when people hear that, you got to have so many P1s who just punch the dash and WTF it.
Quite slow.
I know it. I'm stuck in traffic. What's going on up there? That's what the guy wants to know.
Oh, man. That's funny.
He doesn't need her to describe his experience. He needs to tell her why he's having the experience.
Right.
What a defeat to hear that. Oh, good traffic. Let's see. When's this going to clear up?
It's quite slow right now. I'm Ty Walker coming up next.
Is that the first step towards automated traffic? One day we won't have live. Barb will just play that every single time.
Right.
Because somewhere it may be quite slow.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are times when she says there's no problems anywhere in the Metroplex.
Right. Meanwhile, a guy's in stop-and-go traffic.
He's been
his
stuck
dash.
For a half hour.
Puts a foot through his windshield when he hears it.
It's 8:53 here on Sports Radio 1310. The